The Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 3, Wall Street Incursions. Trent, our database/web developer, identified a Wall Street investment company, Era Fund Advisors, who we put up on our illegal scanning alert screen. Our indications, based on emails and contracts, clearly showed a pattern of insider trading. We determined this based on entry into all cell phones and computer networks in the companies that Era Fund had contact with. We also entered the cell phones of the key people in those companies. The emails that we uncovered made reference to insider information on countless companies that Era invested in. Based on this massive scheme, we have transferred $22.5 million to our offshore account. With this account we will transfer money to many accounts worldwide. From these worldwide accounts we will donate to our nonprofit, needy, and startup recipients. Era Fund Advisors, one of Wall Street's largest and most profitable hedge funds, has been indicted on criminal charges for its role in insider trading over a decade by many of its employees. Though Era Fund Advisors billionaire founder and head Robert Towers was not charged individually, the indictment charged his New Jersey-based hedge fund and two affiliates with wire fraud and four counts of securities fraud, allegations that could cripple THE nationally known fund. John Hayes, an Era portfolio manager responsible for directing a $1.55 billion special situations fund, pleaded guilty to insider trading charges in the years-long Era Fund Advisors investigation, the East Rutherford U.S. Attorney's Office said as prosecutors unsealed his plea. The charges represent the hardest yet in a series of major legal blows for Hayes, who runs the fund and uses it as an investment and trading vehicle for his personal fortune. The 42-page indictment charged that the insider trading scheme was substantial, pervasive, and on a scale without known precedent in the hedge fund industry. The alleged scheme was run through numerous portfolio managers and research analysts who engaged in a pattern of obtaining inside information from dozens of publicly traded companies across multiple industry sectors, the indictment charged. The company allegedly sought to hire portfolio managers and analysts with proven access to public company contacts likely to possess inside information. Gave portfolio managers financial incentives to give Hayes recommendations about high-potential trading ideas in which they had an edge over other investors. But the managers weren't questioned when making trading recommendations that appeared to be based on inside information, the indictment charged. Pursued an info edge. The relentless pursuit of an information edge fostered a business culture within Era in which there was no meaningful commitment to ensure that such edge came from legitimate research and not inside information, the indictment charged. The predictable and foreseeable result was systematic insider trading, resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars of illegal profits and avoided losses at the expense of members of the investing public. The U.S. Attorney Chris Lopez scheduled a news conference to discuss the case. An Era Capital spokesman did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment on the charges. But the company has said the company and Hayes had done nothing wrong. The indictment could speed a recent outflow of investors from Era Capital, though the company sent employees a notice that it planned to continue normal operations. Until recent months, the fund held an estimated $15 billion. Additionally, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed civil administrative charges against Hayes himself, alleging that he failed reasonably to supervise two senior portfolio managers who themselves have been hit with insider trading charges and are awaiting trial. The civil case fell short of accusing Hayes, a hedge fund giant and one of the nation's richest people, with similar insider trading allegations. But an Era victory could bar him from handling investor funds, a penalty that could force him to shut down portfolios that until recently investor withdrawals totaled more than $15 billion. We entered the personal computer of John Hayes and extracted $25 million of his fortune and sent it to our offshore account on his behalf. We continue to inhabit his computer network and cell phones and we will be on the lookout for suspicious activities. We also discovered a massive insider trading scam involving securities fraud and insider trading by Ed Moore, a board member of Royal Investments. The 76-year-old executive faces one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and five counts of securities fraud, according to the indictment. Moore, who has an MBA from Harvard Business School and lives in Boston, has previously been accused of divulging inside information about the quarterly earnings of the firm. Additionally, when potential large investors were about to invest in the firm, Moore called his partner before it was publicly announced. Moore pleaded not guilty to the charges and was released on $10 million bail, with a trial date set for July 22. Ed Moore was entrusted by some of the premier institutions of American business to sit inside their boardrooms, among their executives and directors, and receive their confidential information so that he could give advice and counsel for the benefit of their shareholders. We entered the personal computer of Ed Moore and acquired all of his pertinent information. We discovered extensive political activity regarding donations. He has been involved with disregarded entities that enable him to donate millions to his political party and their candidates. There is no way to track this donating technique. We extracted $45 million from his accounts to match his political donations and diverted it to our offshore banking network on his behalf. We will continue to inhabit his system and monitor his activities. We will be especially concerned about his dealings with his Wall Street counterparts and his political donations. He is under the assumption that he is immune due to his excessive contacts and his very large fortune. We have also copied our software onto his cell phone to monitor his conversations, and because of our cell phone and computer monitoring activities, we have discovered another illegal insider trading activity involving a large overseas manufacturing company. The company is located in China and manufactures computer parts. We intercepted an email from this China company to one of Royal Investments board members. This email announced a major company expansion to include doubling factory capacity and introducing five new products. Stock in this company purchased by several Royal Investments officers and board members in violation of the law. We will send an anonymous email to the state's attorney informing him of this activity. We have occupied another telephone and computer network belonging to a large stock brokerage located in New York based on Trent's recommendation. They are under surveillance by the U.S. Attorney and the IRS for insider trading and tax evasion. We have discovered conversations and email between some of the stock brokers and board members of a large department store chain. They are planning a major expansion into four states with 22 additional stores. The brokers immediately recommended the stock to several wealthy clients, and many thousands of shares were purchased because of this insider information in violation of the law. We entered the personal computer systems of some of these wealthy clients and extracted $14 million from two of these individuals. We also anonymously informed the U.S. Attorney and the IRS of the particulars of these transactions. We have developed a program to fully investigate the nonprofits, food banks, homeless shelters, needy families undergoing a medical crisis, orphanages, and other destinations for our contributions. We first enter the cell phones and then the computers of the charity's directors and workers to monitor their activity and search for improprieties in their financial transactions. We are looking for evidence that the resources contributed to the charity is not being used as advertised. We are not interested in furthering a charity in which there is mismanagement of their resources. We will identify the illegal activity, the person, or persons involved, and send emails to the proper authorities for prosecution and corrective action. Once this has been done, we will make the donations we intended to make. We have discovered evidence of embezzlement, stealing, and the falsification of records to cover up illegal activities. We uncovered a situation where the director of one of the largest food banks in New York was misdirecting money to one of his other businesses, a local restaurant that nobody knew he owned. He had embezzled $75,000 in 1 month. He has partners in his restaurant and the restaurant is in financial trouble. We anonymously notified the FBI's organized crime unit and furnished all of our evidence. We suspect that this incident may have bigger connections, as his partners in the restaurant are under surveillance by the FBI for various illegal activities. They are suspected of forcing the prior owner to sell the restaurant, fraud, dealing drugs, and various other illegal activities. They are currently being surveilled and the extensive list of charges have not been filed on this gang as of yet. We discovered that one of the vice presidents of one of the largest humanitarian organizations that provides emergency assistance, disaster relief, and education is embezzling money into a bank account he set up for his own supply business. His business supplies goods and services for disaster relief all over the world. His embezzling activity has garnered him $210,000 so far. We have sent an anonymous email to the president of his charity, the FBI, and the local district attorney. He has been arrested and charged with several felonies and he is currently on trial. He faces the restitution of the $210,000 that he embezzled, 20 years in prison, and a $250,000 fine. Another charity we have intentions of contributing to is a very large community charity with hundreds of offices across the nation. The controller of this charity has been authorizing checks to a bogus company that he is using to purchase a virtual currency, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a currency that exists only in cyberspace and is not backed by any government. The value can fluctuate by the hour and there is no coin or certificate to touch. This cheat thinks the transactions are secret and cannot be tracked. He is unaware that the IRS is watching every move he makes. The IRS knows that to use bitcoins, you need a virtual wallet along with private keys and public addresses. Unknown to many Bitcom users is the fact that every Bitcom transaction is included in a ledger called a blockchain. The IRS is simply accessing the blockchain to review all Bitcoin transactions. From that point, the IRS works its way back to the public address that was used in the Bitcoin transaction. While the public address itself does not identify the user, the IRS has been very clever in associating the public address with the identity of the Bitcoin user. Thus, Bitcoin and other cyber or cryptocurrencies do not provide the level of complete anonymity many have ascribed to cryptocurrencies. While the IRS has been focusing on the use of virtual currencies and cryptocurrencies in money laundering cases, the IRS is now focusing on the ability and likelihood that some users are committing tax evasion and tax fraud with virtual currencies. This is especially true because large amounts of virtual currency can change hands anywhere in the world instantaneously. Used correctly, it is another financial tool in our ever-shrinking world. Used incorrectly, it is a very dangerous tool for those with a leaning towards and involved in illegal activities including tax evasion. We anonymously notified the IRS with all the information we had on this individual. Their case has matured and this thief is now under indictment. We have made our planned donation to the charity he formerly worked for. We have identified another conversation using a combination of keywords that we suspect. The keywords indicate insider trading. The conversation was between a Wall Street investment banker and one of his corporate clients. We entered the computers of both the investment banker and his client, an IT employee at a very large Chicago law firm. We have discovered that the employee has obtained material non-public information about corporate law clients involved in large, pending, deals by accessing confidential documents in the law firm's computer system. The confidential information was passed to the banker at breakfast meetings that they had once a week. The law firm employee simply mentioned a ticker symbol. The banker would then illegally trade on his own behalf as well as for his family members, and other customers. The banker would pass money to the law firm employee periodically as a result of the illegal trading. The law firm employee discovered a large investment in a large, failing, publicly held company. He passed this formation on to the banker who then advised his major client not to sell the stock but to invest additional funds. We initiated a transfer to our offshore account in the amount of $18 million with the signature of the broker. We anonymously notified the SEC about this illegal, insider trading, activity. We provided them with names, dates, amounts, and ticker symbols. The broker and the law firm employee are currently under surveillance by the SEC. Diversion total to date $207,500,000. Donation total to date $195 million.